Welcome back to another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is a podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings to help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 45, and the whisper menu for tonight includes a curious quote about getting things right the first time, and then in the meta chat, I'll tell you about a new episode type, a couple of new photos on the website. I'll share some survey stats, and I also have feedback from Laura, Carly, Ja, David, Whitney, and Jadam. And then I'll finish off for the fade out with a reading of a list of cakes. If you are a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. My email is sleepwhispers@gmail.com, and my website is sleepwhispers.com, and there's links and stuff on the website and in the show notes. Each episode. Now on to my whispered ramblings and whispered readings. Tonight's curious quote is by R.C. Tench. And here it is. That which the fool does in the end, the wise man does in the beginning. There are some quotes which I put in my quote book a while ago, which now today when I look at them, I kind of disagree with, or I have some disagreement with, and this quote is one of them. Now, I'm sure I didn't disagree with it when I put it in my quote book. It is just that my perspectives, I guess, have changed over time. I can see why I initially liked this quote, especially the second part of it, which is basically saying that the wise person does the right thing the first time. When I make a a decision or perform some kind of action, I do want it to be right the first time. Whether it is buying something or saying something or just making any kind of selection or decision about anything, I do want to be perfect the first time. And if I am able to do that, then I do feel wise. But I disagree with the first part of the quote, which is saying that I'm basically a fool if I don't get it right the first time, but it takes me several tries. If I felt that way before, then I don't feel that way anymore. I often now expect that I'm not going to be correct in my initial reactions or decisions. I have a secondary level of confidence that I will eventually, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later, get to a much better or best decision after several tries. So there's a very short path to being wise, and there's a longer path to being wise, but they're both pathways of doing and being wise, I guess. Anyway, I try not to think of myself as a fool for not getting it right the first time. I kind of think I would be a fool if I did assume I always got things right on the first try. I guess wisdom for me is more often a slow burn rather than a sudden brilliant flash. Yeah, I think that's a good summary. All right, that's all I have to say about that. On to the meta chat. In tonight's meta chat, I always seem to stumble on that. I find myself wanting to say I'm gonna, and then I try to correct myself or change it to I'm going to. I don't know. I'm going to tell you about new episode type, some new photos on the website, survey stats, and I'll be sharing feedback throughout the meta chat from Laura, Carly, Ja, David, Whitney, and Jadam. I released a new episode type in the episode before this one. So episode number 44 is a browsing episode. So it's just an episode that solely focuses on browsing of some kind of website or online products. My catalog browsings have been very popular. I've gotten great feedback about those. But my challenge with doing those is finding suitable catalogs. And I really don't have any desire to start telling companies to mail me catalogs. I don't want to do that. So it would be much easier for me to find suitable websites to browse and to browse them in the same manner that I browse the catalogs. The biggest difference, though, would be websites don't have the sounds of pages turning. And I was unsure how vital that would be to that kind of episode or that kind of reading or doing that kind of relaxing session. I don't know what to call it. And I had recently received an email from Laura, and she had shared how much she loves the catalog browsings. So I thought she would be a good person to get some feedback about how important the page-turning sounds were for her to the catalog browsings. And so we had several email exchanges, and her feedback was very helpful. So I'll share some of her feedback from our email exchanges. And here's what she said. When you read catalogs, hearing the pages turning is just a little side bonus. But they're not 100% necessary. It would have been just as good without hearing the page turning. I like hearing pages turned, but it's your voice and the subject matter that really matters to me And I think most of your fans would agree. There are tons of products to review online. Way more than old school paper catalogs. So it's more about your voice and the product you select to review. The bedding one worked great because you were describing soft, comfortable items that people associate with sleep and rest. So, a big thank you to Laura for that very helpful feedback. You definitely encouraged me to try a web browsing episode, which has already resulted in episode number 44. I didn't choose bedding this time, but the Hershey's website, and I explained the reasons later in this episode when I introduced the fade out. And I think you're right that a key to these browsing episodes or browsings is that they should focus mostly on relaxing products and websites, you know, or any kind of soothing and comforting things. So I think those will be helpful for people to relax to as they listen. Thanks again, Laura. All right, now I'm going to tell you about two new photos which are on the website. The first one is a screenshot that I took of iTunes' new and noteworthy section for the Alternative Health podcasts, because you'll see that the Sleep Whispers podcast is currently being featured there. Yay! And it's been there for a while, like it maybe around a month. I don't know how long podcasts are normally featured in New and Noteworthy. So maybe that's just typical. And I don't know how they select them. Maybe there is someone at Apple who's enjoying my whispers. If so, hey, you, thanks. So anyway, there is a screenshot of that on the website photo page, but there is an even better reason to go check out the photo page on my website. And that's because Carly sent me a beautiful photo. It is this landscape view of trees with leaves changing color. And I'll share a part of her email that she sent me when she shared the photo with me. I wish that my submission of the photo had been earlier so that it might have coincided with your Thanksgiving fade-outs. I have no idea where I was when I made this photo other than somewhere in the middle of beautiful Vermont. Your photo submission timing is perfect, Carly. I am currently surrounded by leaves changing colors right now. And your beautiful photo just adds to the wonderful feeling of autumn. So far, for other listeners, whether you are or are not surrounded by colorful leaves right now, I think you will definitely enjoy Carly's photo. I also recently received some fun feedback from Ja about the Perky Little Peanuts Hypno Boom fade out thing I recently did. Here's what Ja shared. Greetings, Harris. This fade out has to be the most funniest. I've been hosting my sister and her little family all week, and my niece hasn't been sleeping. So I had the great idea of letting her sleep with me while I listen to you. We both got nice hot baths and settled in. She was asleep before me. Miraculous. Don't know if it was me or you. What I do know is that when you started talking about Perky Little Peanuts, the whole house woke up again. I just couldn't contain the laughter, and my laugh is loud. My niece woke startled. She's almost two. I got seriously frowned at, but we went right back to sleep. LOL. Love, Ja. Well, I guess the good news is that my whispers may have helped your niece fall asleep, Ja. I'm so sorry that the Perky Little Peanuts poem perked up your laughter and perked up your sleeping niece. I can totally see how, especially the first time that you hear it, it can make you laugh out loud. It is pretty ridiculous. wonder if with repeated listens, it settles or becomes more of a silly and soothing experience to fall asleep to. You can let me know, Ja. I also received feedback about my first cafe episode, the eating a chocolate bar episode, and I was really nervous about how this episode would be received. So thank you to those who provided feedback. So Ja also shared feedback about the chocolate bar eating episode, and she had shared even before I released that episode that she normally does not like to hear people eat or chew. But when that episode came out, she said that she was going to be willing to give it a try. And after she heard it, here's the feedback she shared. Greetings, Harris. I listened and found that it wasn't that bad. Well, really, I don't know what I was expecting. Out like a light, all the same. Thanks, Ja, for giving me the update of how it went for you. And so overall, I'd say that was, you know, kind of positive for you. I don't interpret that as it was fantastic, but that it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. So I'd say that was, you know, like a middle of the road type of relaxing experience for you. So I also received feedback through these surveys, because after I made that episode, I added one question in the survey about it to allow people to rate that episode. And I received 2 new survey responses after I released that episode. So I was able to get 2 ratings on it right away. And one person gave it a top rating of 5 out of 5. So they seemed to have really enjoyed it. And the other person gave it a 3 out of 5, which is, you know, more like an okay rating. So overall, I just call that a mixed response. Like, again, not fantastic. I didn't get 2 5 out of 5s. So overall, mixed. And then finally, I got an email from David. You gotta hear this. All right, here's what David shared. Harris, buddy, the chocolate bar episode. While I thoroughly enjoyed the crinkling of the Hershey wrapper, the rest of the episode sounded like 2 mating frogs eating slugs in a damp cave. house. Thank you for your honest and descriptive and entertaining feedback, David. I would bet that you are representing at least 30% or more of the listeners. If I had not received a reply like yours, then I would have just assumed everyone is being too polite. I just appreciate and love candid feedback. And I wonder if I did an episode with two mating frogs eating slugs in a damp cave, that although 30% of listeners would hate it, I bet 30% of listeners would love it. So, I guess, if you see a future cafe episode titled Frogs at the Cave Cafe, David, do not listen to that episode. You've been warned. So overall, I see the feedback about the first cafe episode as very mixed, and I probably won't be making cafe episodes a priority. I'll just keep an eye on the ratings it gets in the certain future survey responses and see if there's any more feedback about it. I'm just happy to have tried it. I like to experiment as you are learning more and more about me. I just like trying new things. Sometimes I don't really care if they work out or not. I just want to try them. All right, moving on to survey stats. So the total responses for this newer survey is now up to 28. And the last stats I shared were about the survey question, where do you listen to this podcast? In this episode, I'm going to share the stats for the survey question, how is the podcast helpful to you? And there was a rating scale where like 5 is very helpful. And then on the other end was like 1 as not helpful. So I'm just going to share those two numbers, rather than, you know, what percent of people put a 4, a 3, a 2. I'll just share the extremes of the results. Like for the first one, the first option was, you know, like, is the podcast helpful for falling asleep? And 86% selected the top choice of very helpful. And no one selected not helpful. For the question if the podcast is relaxing, 86% again selected the top response of very helpful. And no one selected not helpful. For experiencing ASMR, 25% selected very helpful, and 14% selected not helpful. For feeling happier, 36% selected very helpful, and 0% selected not helpful. For thinking about things differently, 21% selected very helpful, 7% selected not helpful. For focusing, and examples are like focusing while studying or focusing while working, 7% chose very helpful, 39% selected not helpful. And then finally, for being entertained, 25% selected very helpful, 4% selected not helpful. Overall, I'm very happy with these responses because it's clearly showing that the way the podcast is mostly helpful to you is for falling asleep and relaxing. So that's great. That's my major objective. The other possible helpful areas, like, you know, thinking about things differently or helping you to focus while studying or being entertained, those are all just great bonuses. So I think it's important that, you know, my major goal is to help you fall asleep and relax, and I don't want to compromise those two by worrying about the other ones as much. I just see those as small bonuses. And so since the last survey update, I've received two new survey responses from Whitney and Jadam, and I'll share their feedback about the podcast and also relaxation tips that they have for you. First new response was from Whitney, and here's what she shared for feedback about the podcast. I started listening to your podcast almost right away when you started, and the thing I absolutely don't like is when you read the feedback from the surveys. I don't find the chat relaxing when you do. I love when the majority of the episode is filled with some of your rambling from Wikipedia or a catalog, or just soothing whispered words. I feel you lose some of that rhythm during the survey readings. Whitney didn't have any relaxation tips. Whitney, I think You are absolutely right that my rhythm or speaking pace changes when I read survey feedback or talk about the surveys. I don't know why. Maybe it's the content makes me, well, it must be the content makes me change the rate I speak at, and I'm sort of aware of it, that my pace and tone change, I think, not only during when I talk about the surveys, but in like different parts of the menu episodes. Like I think when I talk about the curious quote, I think I have more of a pensive tone and pace. And then the pace of the fade out tends to have the slowest and most relaxing pace. And then the meta chat kind of falls in the middle. I guess my overall point being that, yeah, my pace isn't very consistent throughout an entire menu episode or full show episode. And it's interesting to me that some people find the quote the most relaxing. And then I get feedback from people saying they find the meta chat the most relaxing. And then others will tell me they find the fade out the most relaxing. And your feedback and all the other feedback has helped me to understand this and to try to provide like a solution or solutions. And so one small solution I've done is creating single theme episodes, which should all contain the same sort of pace throughout the entire episode. So the batch episodes are where I, you know, lump together all quotes or all meta chat or all fade outs. So hopefully those appeal to those people that like the tone and the pace of those moments in menu episodes. And then I put out a Whisperpedia episode, and I'll probably be doing more like those in the future also, where the whole episode is just basically the same tone and pace. And the cafe episode is, you know, has its own you know, tone and pace, and will appeal to specific or a smaller group. And then I just did the new browsing episode. So again, trying to create these entire episodes, which are better at having a consistent tone and pace throughout the whole episode. But I'm getting rambly about all this. But the point is, I guess, thank you for your feedback, Whitney. And I hope you can always find some part of my podcast which is helpful to sending you to Slumberville. The second new survey response I received was from Jadum, and here's what he said for feedback about the podcast. This podcast is great for someone who is lying in bed and wants to fall asleep. Or they can listen to it and learn interesting and calming facts. That always works for me. Thanks to your whispering, sexy, according to the girls, voice, I actually relax. Jadum also shared some relaxation tips for you. And here's what he shared. My relaxing method is to sit still and close your eyes. Sit up straight and breathe deeply. Think about nothing but the ocean. Imagine its calm waves splashing back and forth gently. All that matters is how these waves are so beautiful and serene. Thank you for your survey comments, Jadum. Your relaxation tips were wonderfully written. I felt like I was reading a guided meditation script. Have you written one of these before? I've been looking for someone to write one for this podcast that I can read as a fade out. And Jadum, I wonder if you might be that scribe I was looking for. If that interests you, then go ahead and write one up and send it to me. I'd love to be able to read it as a future fade out. Well, thank you, Jadum and Whitney, for completing the survey. And if anyone else is interested in doing so, there's a link in the show notes of this episode and a link on the website. All right, on to the tuck-in and the fade-out. Tonight's fade out is going to be a reading of a list of cakes. And in deciding what to do as tonight's fade out, I looked at the favorite fade outs of those who filled out the most recent surveys. Whitney you explain that you have less preferences for stories or plays, and you have a greater preference for something nonsensical, like the examples you gave were reading from a catalog, the hypnopoem, talking about random facts, and the chocolate bar episode. And Jadam, your favorite Veda that you shared was the list of chocolate bars. And after reading what you both had as your favorites, my first thought was that you both would love a browsing of Hershey's website, which is that website I stumbled on when I was doing the prior cafe episode. And I think you both would like that because, Whitney, you mentioned you liked catalog browsings and the chocolate bar episode. And Jadam, you mentioned your favorite was the list of chocolate bars. And when I went to that site to consider doing as a fade out, there was so much kind of stuff I wanted to cover in doing it that I decided to do that as a new episode. So that is the episode before this. So I think you both would like the browsing of the Hershey's website. So then I had to change my mind. Like, what am I going to do for the fade out, though, for this episode? I incorporated Whitney's interest in random facts and Jadam's interest in lists to do a list of cakes. So this is from the Wikipedia page titled List of Cakes, and it has some delicious descriptions and also some interesting random facts. I hope you both enjoy it. Now for the tuck in, and then I'll go right into the fade out. If the lights in your room are on right now, go ahead and turn them off. If you have a mobile device and the screen is on, go ahead and turn that off and put that device aside. Adjust your pillows just the way you like them. Adjust your bedding and sheets just the way you like them. Find a comfortable position. You can try lying on your side, lying on your back. Or maybe lying on your front. whichever position is the most comfortable for you. Now relax the muscles in your legs. Relax the muscles in your arms. Relax the muscles in your shoulders. Allow your entire body to melt into your bed. Now focus your mind on one good thought from today. It may be something good that happened to you. Or something good someone did for you. Or maybe it is something good you did for someone else. This will be the happy thought you will focus on. If you find your mind wandering during the fade out, finally, allow your entire body to fully relax. Focus your mind on that one happy thought. And breathe in and out slowly at a pace that feels relaxing and comfortable for you. List of cakes and their ingredients from around the world. Angel cake from the United Kingdom. This cake contains sponge cake and cream. Angel food cake from the United States. This cake contains egg whites, vanilla, and cream of tartar. Applesauce cake from the early colonial times in the New England colonies. It is prepared using applesauce, flour, and sugar as primary ingredients. Arani Galuska Hungary and Romania. A cake with yeasty dough and vanilla custard. Babka from Poland. An Easter bun-like cake with icing. Balokium from Albania. A cake made with corn flour, butter, sugar, and vanilla. Basbousa from Somalia. A sweet cake that is made of cooked semolina or farina, soaked in simple syrup, may also contain coconut, orange flower water, or rose water. Boston cream pie from the United States. A cake made with egg custard and chocolate. Banoffee pie from the United Kingdom. A cake made with bananas, toffee, and biscuits. Bear a breath from the United Kingdom. A cake prepared with raisins, currants, and candied peel. Battenberg cake from the United Kingdom. A cake containing marzipan and apricot jam. Baumkuchen from Germany. A kind of layered cake and a traditional dessert. Characteristic rings that appear when sliced resemble tree rings and give the cake its German name, Baumkuchen, which literally translates to tree cake. Bibinga from the Philippines. A cake prepared with coconut milk and rice flour. Lean in Stitch from Germany. A cake made with almonds, honey, and custard cream. Biscocho Dominicano from the Dominican Republic. A cake with a moist and airy texture and merengue frosting. Black Forest cake from Germany. A cake with cherries, kirsch, and chocolate. Blitztort from Germany. A butter cake with lemon zest and lemon juice. It is called a Blitztort because it is quick to make. Blondie from the United States. A rich, sweet dessert bar. It is made from flour, brown sugar, butter, eggs, baking powder, and vanilla, and may also contain walnuts, pecans, white chocolate, or dark chocolate chips. Bolo de mel from the Madeira Islands. Sweet, heavy cake made with molasses or honey, and often with walnuts and almonds. It literally means honey cake. Bucalato from Sicily. A cake made with honey, marsala, anise seed, and raisins. Budapest Land from Sweden. A roll. Merengue hazelnut cake filled with whipped cream and pieces of canned peach, apricot, or mandarin orange. Butterfly cake from the United Kingdom. A variant of cupcake, also called fairy cake for its fairy-like wings. The top of the fairy cake is cut off or carved with a spoon and cut in half. Then, buttercream, whipped cream, or other sweet filling like jam is spread into the hole. Finally, the two cut halves are stuck into the buttercream to look like butterfly wings. Cassata from Sicily. A round sponge cake, moistened with fruit juices or liqueur, and layered with ricotta cheese, candied peel, and a chocolate or vanilla filling, similar to cannoli cream. It is covered with a shell of marzipan, pink and green pastel-colored icing, and decorative designs. The cassata is topped with candied fruit. Carrot cake from the United Kingdom. A moist, dense, sweet cake made with carrots. Cheesecake from Greece. A thin base made from crushed biscuits with a thicker top layer of soft cheese, eggs, and sugar. Chiffon cake. From the United States. A light, airy cake made with vegetable oil, eggs, sugar, and flour. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep. Good night. Sleep well.